local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Six 12, hour number three on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. Your interaction, always appreciate it, and getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today on a busy Wednesday here. Past the midway point now, weather still looks great for Pensacon, so a lot of people coming in via the Pensacola Intergalactic Airport probably today and tomorrow, ahead of Friday's grand opening. They've been busy transforming the Pensacola Bay Center into Pensacon 2024. So looking forward to that. Gave away a pair of tickets last hour. Who knows if we have any more to give away, because Andrew's hogged them all apparently, but he is prone to forget. We are usually the beneficiaries of that. I would say probably once a week when we have tickets. So there is hope for more tickets to be given away here in the afternoons for this week. As we get started here with today's top three stories, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says he believes the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
We have heard nothing indicating that Joe Biden had anything to do with the business ventures of Hunter Biden or James Biden.
And that is Maryland's Jamie Raskin there. Today, there was a closed-door testimony hearing from the president's brother, James Biden. Raskin also cited new details about the ex-FBI informant who was arrested for allegedly making up bribery allegations against the president, a claim that's been central to this impeachment inquiry. In Texas today, a family friend is charged in connection with the death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Don McDougal is charged with capital murder of a person younger than 15. McDougal was first arrested on February 16th on an aggravated assault charge. Yesterday, on the sixth day of the search, Cunningham's body was found in the Trinity River after authorities lowered the water level. Here locally, the Escambia School District is removing the interim label from Superintendent Keith Leonard.
I just want to thank the superintendent for you came in to a little bit of a briar patch, and you move forward, and I'd like the direction you're taking us in, and I'll be there to support you all the way, sir.
Yeah, and during last night's meeting, the school board unanimously approved a contract through June 30th, 2027. It also allows for an automatic 18-month extension if no action is taken by the board. Leonard was named the interim superintendent in May, of course, following the firing of Dr. Tim Smith. 6:15 right now, traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Not a ton to report on. We were having issues on Gulf Beach Highway, Pine Forest Road, a little bit on Caroline Street here and there, maybe some on Gulf Breeze Parkway as well. But all of those are looking good right now. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Taking a look at our weather, here is Alan.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the low 50s, a little cooler for some inland areas. Sun and clouds during the day on Thursday. We'll have highs in the low 70s. A little bit of a chance for some rain Thursday night, and if it does hit, it will probably be very late Thursday night. The weekend weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:16 here, continuing on with more local headlines today. Going back to last night's Escambia School Board meeting, national attention over the book review process that has brought criticism ranging from local residents all the way up to national late-night hosts Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert. Northview High School teacher Vicki Baggett addressed the board. Of course, she has been a central figure in these book challenges.
When you are talked about and written about, you're doing something right. You are a threat. You, Mr. Leonard, are doing what should have been done a long time ago. You're trying with every way you know how to follow the law, and anybody can see that. You expect your employees to do the same.
And now Ripley's, believe it or not, says they've had 3 books pulled and are giving every household in Florida the chance to get one. According to their website, they're offering the complimentary books through May 15th. City of Gulf Breeze will be spending money seized from bad guys to update their stock of body cameras.
Those body cams, they are so important because when there's, you know, more than two sides to every story nowadays, the evidence speaks for itself and it saves taxpayers' money.
And City Manager Sam Abel says the body cameras currently in use were bought in 2016, but the company they bought them for is, or from rather, is no longer in business, and they're having more and more technical issues. The city will lease 25 body cameras and 8 bay docking stations from Digital Ally for a price of $104,220. Also, FHP says an arrest was made following yesterday evening's deadly motorcycle crash on North New Warrington Road. 33-year-old Byron Pineda is accused of driving on a suspended or revoked license, and jail records also indicate a hold for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE for short. A Pensacola man now indicted in connection to a deadly shooting that happened in a drug deal gone bad. That is Isaiah Colley, who is now charged with first-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. The incident happened back in December of last year at a home on North Tarragona Street. At the time, investigators say the victim, along with two other men, met up with Colley to sell him marijuana. Colley allegedly stole the drugs and took off running. While the victim and the other man chased him, Colley allegedly turned around and fired shots. Colley will be arraigned tomorrow Friday. So that's the latest there. 6:18, we'll take a break and come back with state and national headlines on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really long conversation about whether we should be even trying to get to zero deaths as traffic fatalities, so-called Vision Zero from the Transportation Planning Organization. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Malcolm Young demolition, about the American Magic deal, and also about various rumors around Cervantes. And no, there is not going to be a border fence going down the middle of Cervantes toward Bayou Tahar like is on West Cervantes. That's not going to happen. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It's about to be 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our first traffic update of this hour, it did not appear like there was anything really going on. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows, mainly in the low 50s, a little cooler for some inland areas. Sun and clouds during the day on Thursday. We'll have highs in the low 70s. A little bit of a chance for some rain Thursday night, and if it does hit, it will probably be very late Thursday night. The weekend weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, going to be pretty moderate temps tonight, around 54, around 58 right now. And then still in the 70s to finish out the week. Plenty of sunshine, so perfect weather for the Pensacon weekend that is upcoming. 6:25 now on Pensacola right now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A girl dead after a trip to the beach turned tragic. This happened in Lauderdale by the Sea.
The boy was rescued chest deep in sand and is in stable condition. His younger sister, buried beneath him, wasn't breathing when they reached her, and their efforts to resuscitate her failed.
Well, this all happened after the girl, 5 years old, and the boy and some adults were digging a 6-foot hole when the hole collapsed, sand. The girl was, as the reporter said, completely covered, and just a tragic, tragic situation there.
Absolutely. And it sounds like Governor Ron DeSantis is in the top three of Donald Trump's potential running mates. During a Fox News town hall last night, Trump confirmed he's considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, DeSantis, of course, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Other potential picks include Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and Tulsi Gabbard.
You know, I've seen a lot about Vivek Ramaswamy being a vice president. To me, he would be, just based on his personality, based on how well-spoken he is, I think he would make a fabulous White House press secretary.
I knew you were going to say that. When you started talking about how he's, like, personality well-spoken, I knew you were going to say that. I think that's a fair point.
Florida is seeing a surge in measles cases. Of the 11 states so far impacted, Florida has 6 confirmed cases out of Manatee Bay Elementary School in Broward County.
Dr. Chad Sanborn with Kids Medical Services out of Palm Beach County expects we'll see more cases. He says there are things to look out for as a parent. The 3 C's to start off with.
Cough, congestion, and conjunctivitis, so like a pink eye type picture, which usually starts around 10 days after being exposed to the virus. And then you get a rash shortly thereafter. It's pretty impressive rash that starts on your head and moves its way down.
The measles virus is highly contagious, with it capable of living up to 2 hours in an airspace where an infected person may have been. The MMR vaccine for it is 97% effective. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
And also, SpaceX is preparing to send its next manned mission to the International Space Station. That'll be next Friday. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to carry 3 astronauts and 1 cosmonaut who are currently in isolation to prepare for that launch. National news today, the Biden administration dishing out over $1 billion in student loan debt forgiveness. Borrowers in the Saving on a Valuable Education, that's SAVE program, who have made at least 10 years of payments, received an email from the president today. That's about 153,000 borrowers. The Biden administration has now approved loan relief for nearly 3.9 million Americans.
And New York Attorney General Letitia James says that she'll seize Donald Trump's assets if he doesn't pay up after his civil fraud trial. Last week, Trump was ordered to pay $355 million for conspiring to manipulate his net worth to receive tax and insurance benefits. James told ABC News that she will ask the judge to seize the assets if he does not have the funds to pay.
Also, an Arizona prosecutor is refusing to extradite a suspect in a New York City hotel murder, claiming that the Manhattan DA can't be trusted in his prosecution.
Having observed the treatment of violent criminals by the Manhattan DA there, Alvin Bragg, I think it's safer to keep him here and keep him in custody.
And Maricopa County DA Rachel Mitchell called out Bragg's treatment of violent criminals. The case involves Rod Almansouri, who was accused of stabbing 2 women in the Phoenix area. He's wanted in New York City for murder as well. Bragg is accusing Mitchell of playing political games.
And Federal Reserve officials are not in a rush to lower interest rates. That's according to minutes from the central bank's meeting last month. Officials expressed optimism that rate hikes had lowered the rate of inflation, but officials said they want to see more before easing rates back down. The committee believes some of the progress made may be due to factors that won't last.
Also, a Michigan judge says additional witnesses can be added to James Crumbley's trial. He's facing 4 charges of involuntary manslaughter in connection to the shooting his son carried out at Oxford High School. His wife was convicted earlier this month. The judge will allow the previous owner of the gun that was used in the shooting to testify, as he knew the condition of the lock that was on the gun when it was sold. Let's look at our national headlines. Quick recap of today's top 3 stories. If you're just joining us, the House Oversight Committee grilling behind closed doors the brother of President Joe Biden. That's James Biden today. The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee believes the impeachment inquiry is now over. In Texas, a family friend charged in connection with the death of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. That's Don McDougal. Cunningham's body was found yesterday in the Trinity River. And here locally, Escambia School District is removing the interim label from Superintendent Keith Leonard, approving a contract through June 30th of 2027.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergani. On a campaign trip to California, President Biden today announces his latest round of student debt forgiveness.
I'm proud to announce our SAVE plan. We are immediately canceling the debt loans for over 150,000 borrowers, nearly 6 months ahead of schedule.
The Supreme Court last summer struck down the president's plan to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt for some borrowers. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is threatening to take action against former President Donald Trump if he doesn't pay the fine from the civil fraud trial. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady reports.
Until an appeal is filed, these penalties do still hold, so he still owes that $450 million. If you include interest, he has to even put that up simply to mount an appeal. He did avoid a question of whether he would sell any of his New York real estate assets in order to fund that appeal.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. More Federal Reserve officials are concerned about cutting interest rates too quickly than are worried about going too slowly. That's what minutes from policymakers' most recent meeting show. The overall tone of the minutes was one of continued caution toward inflation, even though there had been progress over the previous 6 months. Looking to counter fears that the prevalent use of China-built cargo cranes with advanced software at many U.S. ports poses a potential national security risk, the Biden administration plans to invest billions in the domestic manufacturing of cranes. That announcement today, part of a set of actions taken by the administration intended to improve maritime cybersecurity. They include an executive order setting baseline cybersecurity standards for computer networks that operate U.S. ports. Stocks finished the Wednesday session narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 edged up 48 and 6 points, respectively. The NASDAQ Composite, though, dipped 50. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Derrick Henry is set to become a free agent, and there's only two destinations that I would like to see him call home next. First up would be the Baltimore Ravens. If you have a backfield consisting of Lamar Jackson and King Henry, it would feel similar as to playing with the ideal quarterback and running back in Madden. And the next stop would be Dallas. The Cowboys need to improve their running back room, and you know Jerry Jones is never afraid to go star hunting. I'm Zach Gelb.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-270-3388. That's 800-270-3388. 800-270-3388.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Has been a lot going on this hour. However, we do have an accident report on Caroline Street. If you are traveling, let's see, it's causing issues both ways. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, or if you are traveling westbound towards Glover. So both ways there, bordering Glover Lane, we've got some issues in that area. This is a recent traffic report, and it is looking pretty backed up at the moment, so it could be worsening soon. If you're heading in that area, I would not expect circumstances to die down anytime soon.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy, low temperatures near 50 degrees, a little cooler inland, a little warmer along the immediate coastal areas. As we head through the day Thursday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds, spring-like weather with a high in the low 70s. Thursday night, and most likely late Thursday night, there's a slight chance for a shower to move through the area. But a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3, listening to Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now. Austin, what's happening in the sports landscape today?
Well, we'll start with Major League Soccer. The regular season kicks off this week. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami begin their season hosting Real Salt Lake tonight. Every other team will begin play on Saturday. Also got a pretty loaded men's basketball slate tonight. The biggest games we've got a few here. We'll start with the ESPN doubleheader because that's actually on the screen right in front of me. We've got number 8 Duke in Miami playing the Hurricanes. That tipped off at 6 o'clock. 4 minutes left in the first half. Duke is up 32-18 there. That's going to be followed by number 17 Kentucky at LSU at 8. Also at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, we saw number 24 Florida at number 13 Alabama get underway. Let's see here. Florida is currently up. Refresh for me, please. The score is currently 33-28 Gators there. That's about 4 minutes left until halftime as well. And then tonight we've got number 22 Colorado State at New Mexico. That's going to be at 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Also, we've got in the NHL a TNT doubleheader that should be just about getting underway. The Flyers are at the Chicago Blackhawks. That's at 6:30. So if that has not started, it should soon. That's going to be followed by Bruins at Oilers at 9 o'clock. And lastly, if you're an NBA fan, don't worry about the regular season. It will come back tomorrow. This was the last day of the All-Star break. Full slate will be on Thursday, headlined by a doubleheader on TNT for that sport as well.
Yeah, and coming off the All-Star game dumpster fire, I'm sure Adam Silver can't wait for the conversation to switch back onto, you know, actual basketball. But yeah, you know, we're coming down the stretch run here. College basketball, obviously, we've got a couple weeks here before we get to the conference tournaments.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the Sun Belt conference tournaments, as we often do.
Of course, yeah.
Going on at the Bay Center.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that I think that does start around, what is it, March?
Weekend of March Madness is going to be the 21st and the 22nd. So you're going to have on that Sunday, the 17th, will be like the major conference championships, right? Because then you have the Tuesday and the Thursday first four. So I would imagine the Gulf South Conference is probably the weekend of March 8th through the 10th.
Okay.
That would be my guess without looking it up. 6:41 here on Pensacola right now. Health, business, and science notes today. U.S. household debt is over $17 trillion, according to the Federal Reserve. And with that being said, credit card users may want to shop around to find better rates.
With those retail credit cards from any particular retail location, those tend to be higher, upwards of 30%.
Yeah, and that financial counselor says bank cards may offer lower interest rates.
and Neuralink's first brain implant patient is said to be able to control a computer mouse simply by thinking. That's the claim the company's founder, Elon Musk, made in an X Spaces event on Monday. Musk says that the patient seems to have made a full recovery. The company aims to eventually allow people with paralysis to regain motor function, and Musk has said he hopes the implants could also help people with diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Boeing is replacing the head of its 737 MAX program. Yeah, it's not been a great month for him. The company announced that Ed Clark is leaving Boeing after nearly two decades. The 737-9 has been under scrutiny since a door plug blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight.
Well, while it hasn't been a good month for him, it has, or it's about to start being some good months for Joe, Little Caesars is going to start cutting their pizza more like burlap at Joann Fabrics. In other words, they're testing a new pizza. Not quite new. We'll get to that in a minute. It's sold by the yard. It's going to cost you $20. One version features a full yard of Detroit-style deep dish. For now, they're available in select spots in Virginia and North Carolina. But if it's a hit, they will expand it nationwide.
Yeah, and the new in quotation marks because it's not new. Back when I was growing up as a 90s kid, which is, by the way, when society peaked, is the 90s, the Little Caesars was selling pizza by the foot. You looked that up. You did confirm that was right. Indeed true.
You got it down right to the year.
The classic commercials there, the 3-foot-long pizza box, the Detroit-style thick crust pizza. Yeah, so I remember specifically one birthday. I was around 8, 9 years old. So I think it would have been 1997. Yeah, so we had a pizza by the foot box from the Kmart. There back then, I don't remember Little Caesars being standalone brick-and-mortar restaurants. There may have been, but I just remember them being more prevalent inside of department stores like Kmart.
Yeah.
So there was one right down the road. My dad picked one up. We had our pizza by the foot, and then we went to a Columbus Chill hockey game, and it was a very fun night.
I got to be real. I don't know if I can think of a time where I've seen a Little Caesars standing alone. We've got a couple in the Pace Milton area, but they're like parts of they're next to other buildings.
Well,
that's
what I mean. But yeah. It's like back then they were actually inside, the Target has the Pizza Hut.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's what I remember Little Caesars being exclusively back then. But I could be wrong.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. While they're not I've never seen them I think I've seen them in stores, but it's I see them now as parts of strip malls,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever seen
That's what I mean by standalone. They have their own designated space.
Well, no, but yeah, what I'm saying is I agree with you. I think they're still right to a point to where at least I'm just, I could
like
be
a
tripping.
Standalone Pizza Hut with the red red hat.
I don't
back
know.
In the day.
I've never thought about that.
That's
anyway.
Another conversation. And that's another example of society peaking in the 90s.
Yeah,
the old school
nostalgic.
Pizza Huts with the red cups. You go in, you've got the Pizza Hut buffets at lunchtime. I don't know what they did to their personal pans, by the way. But they have really changed the because the crust was more Detroit style back in the day when I was a kid. Now it's not so much. But yeah, the scholastic book fairs or the book reading competitions that you had in school, and the grand prize if you did all that stuff was your own personal pan pizza. You go there, you sit down at a restaurant, you've got the red cups with unlimited refills on Sprite. It's just the best.
Now, Pizza Hut, we were talking about nostalgia earlier. That's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
6:45 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. So there's really only one spot we need to focus on. We've got a couple of accident reports on Caroline Street near Glover Lane that's got some pretty severe backups going both east and west there. So if you're in that area, look out for that. However, there does not appear to be much else that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy, low temperatures near 50 degrees, a little cooler inland, a little warmer along the immediate coastal areas. As we head through the day Thursday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds, spring-like weather with a high in the low 70s. Thursday night and most likely late Thursday night, there's a slight chance for a shower to move through the area, but a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at some pop culture notes in the rounds today. The trial of the armorer on the set of the film Rust started today in New Mexico.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for loading the gun that was fired by actor Alec Baldwin that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Jury selection is getting underway in Santa Fe after the judge denied to dismiss the charges. Gutierrez-Reed is also charged with tampering with evidence, accused of handing off a small bag of cocaine after she met with police on the day of the shooting. Baldwin was recharged last month with involuntary manslaughter after the case against him was initially dropped. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
Yeah, a couple of other trial notes involving some pop culture figures or names. The trial in the murder of Tupac is being delayed, according to KTNV. The trial has been pushed back to November. Dwayne Davis, Keith D, his nickname, accused of organizing the murder of Tupac, but he recently hired a new lawyer, and the new attorney is wanting more time to review all of the discovery materials.
And a trial involving the lyrics to Hotel California is starting today.
Come on. Welcome to the Hotel
California. I love the little renditions we get from Joe Ford, the Joe Ford remix, yeah. The words to the 1970s hit by the Eagles were written out by hand, but they did disappear. Years later, a rare book dealer, a former Rock and Roll Hall of Fame curator, and a memorabilia seller were accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing they were stolen. However, their lawyers say that they are innocent.
My mom will be happy about this. The Amazing Race is returning for its 36th season. The Emmy Award-winning series, featuring teams of two, race around the world competing in challenges, hoping to win $1 million. The newest season premieres on March 13th.
I have never watched it, but I have heard of it.
I watched it like the first couple of seasons, but I don't know if my mom still does, but I think she does.
Well, the director of Best Picture winner Parasite is seeing the release date for his next film be pushed back. Bong Joon-ho's Mickey 17 will now release on January 31st, 2025, instead of March 29th this year. The film stars Robert Pattinson as an expendable, which is a disposable employee on a human expedition that was sent to colonize an ice planet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that one. Wacky stories, good news to wrap up hour number three in this Wednesday's edition of Pensacola Right Now coming up.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing
then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. And just a little bit before 6:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for both this hour and for this evening. Once again, really only one spot to focus on. We've got a couple of accident reports on Caroline Street, particularly near Glover Lane. That's got some pretty severe backups if you're traveling both east or west towards Glover. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows mainly in the low 50s, a little cooler for some inland areas. Sun and clouds during the day on Thursday. We'll have highs in the low 70s. A little bit of a chance for some rain Thursday night, and if it does hit, it will probably be very late Thursday night. The weekend weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. As we put a bow on Wednesday's show, a quick recap of today's top three stories if you're just tuning in for the final stretch here. The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says he believes the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over. Today, there was closed-door testimony from the president's brother, James Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin also citing new details about the ex-FBI informant who was arrested for allegedly making up bribery allegations against Biden, a claim that's been central to the impeachment inquiry. Tragedy in Texas today. A family friend charged in connection with the death of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. Cunningham's body was found yesterday in the sixth day of the search in the Trinity River after authorities lowered the water level. That family friend, Don McDougal, charged in her murder. The Escambia School Board today, or yesterday, should say, signing off on removing the interim label from Superintendent Keith Leonard, approving a contract that'll pay him a little over $172,000 per year through June 30th of 2027. Taking a look at some wacky stories. Austin, I have good news for you.
Really?
The next time you are wanting to get your fake eyelashes done, there is an AI-powered robot that can do it for you.
Oh, I've been waiting for one of those.
A robotics company called Loom says it will completely transform the experience of eyelash extensions. They just installed their first one at an Ulta store in San Jose. So what you do is you lie down, have your eyes taped shut, and then you lock your head into a machine. All right.
Yeah.
Two robotic arms with pointy tools glue fake lashes onto your real ones. The tools have been described as featherweight, ultra-delicate wands that can break away if the robot decides to start stabbing you in the eyeballs. I feel like one time is probably too much, though, so I'm not sure how good I feel about that.
Yeah, your eyes are pretty fragile. just in case you couldn't tell, Joe was being sarcastic about the eyelash thing, but I must say this is not going to sweeten the pot for me at all. I don't think I'm gonna make the switch to a cross dollar myself up anytime soon. Not if that's the technology. Okay. Starbucks is debuting a pork flavored latte for the Lunar New Year, but you'll have to go to China to get it. Ah, bummer. They say eating meat means prosperity in the coming year, so naturally they've called it the Abundant Year Savory Latte. It's espresso and steamed milk mixed with a pork-flavored sauce, normally reserved for Chinese food. Then they top it with more pork sauce and add a thin silver or sliver of pork as a garnish. Pork sauce, yay or nay, Joe?
I don't drink lattes anyway. But if I did, no, I would not consume this if they were serving it to me in my kitchen. Good news today. We'll start in Florida. Cop in Florida saved a baby's life this month after a motorcycle going 100 miles an hour crashed into the mom's car. Six-month-old Lola didn't have a pulse, but a cop named Dave Musgrove was the first one on the scene, did CPR, and was able to bring her back.
The first thing he said to me, you know, I said, I really hate all that recognition. I was doing my job. I said, too bad, buddy, you're getting it.
Hold on. Let me get you guys out of there. Is your baby okay?
No! He's right there!
I just heard him breathe.
You got it?
Come on.
He's our hero. He is. You know, we will never repay him for what he did because what he did for us was life-changing.
That is amazing. Lolo is still in the hospital, but hopefully on her way to a full recovery.
Absolutely. And let's see. A 30-pound rabbit that was rescued from a meat market in 2020 is now working as a therapy animal. His name is Alex, and his owners live in San Francisco. He rides around in a power wheel, and he's already done over 200 events at places like children's hospitals.
A kid from Singapore just became the youngest person to beat a chess grandmaster. He's only 8 and a half. The previous record was just set last month when another 8-year-old became the first person under 9 to do it. So a run of 8-year-olds beating chess grandmasters.
Yes.
I say it's not a big news story until he beats Magnus Carlsen, though.
Yeah, he's a purist, everybody. He's chess bougie here. I will say I just looked up Alex the Rabbit. He is one hefty fella. We knew 30 pounds for a rabbit.
I need to look that up myself.
Yeah, we knew he was heavy at 30 pounds, but my goodness.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Lastly, a hiker who got lost in the Angeles National Forest in California is back home after using his iPhone's SOS feature. He was hoping to see Switzer Falls on Sunday night. Instead, he got lost near the Arroyo Seco Research Foundation next to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. The emergency transponder on the man's phone alerted authorities, who dispatched a volunteer rescue crew to his location. He was found 90 minutes later, and after that, he and the rescue crew had another two-hour hike to safety.
One example of technology working for you.
Yes.
And then, of course, the iPhone SOS feature as well. So, very good. 6:59, mm-hmm. That'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. We're back on Thursday, same time, same place. 4 to 7 right here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.